Hey, everybody. Before we get into the show, I wanted to let you know we've got another live show coming up. We will be back at Maya Cinemas on Thursday, May 23rd for Furiosa, the latest in the Mad Max series. We are so excited for this one. Joining me to talk about it, we've got Sam Novak, Shahab Zargari, and Tony Gonzalez. A great lineup. It's going to be an awesome movie. We are so excited to talk about it. So make sure to check the show notes. There are opportunities to win tickets. You can also buy tickets, and we hope to see you there Thursday, May 23rd, 6 p.m. at Maya Cinemas for Furiosa. Welcome to another episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we take a look at a new movie, try to figure out what other movies inspired it. And today on the show, we're doing something we haven't done yet before. We've done a couple of smaller indie films, but this is an actual short film, and it's a fan film. But you know what? Before we get into it, just the usual top of the show, I want to remind you all to please make sure you are subscribed to Piecing It Together on whatever your podcast app of choice is. You could also follow us on social media at PiecingPod. You go to our website, piecingpod.com, sign up for the mailing list. There's a whole bunch of ways to get in touch with us, and we want to make sure you are in touch and you are being a part of the process. We want to get feedback from you guys. We want to keep making this show a better show, and we really appreciate all you who've been out there listening. Also, this is either going to be going up while I'm at the Podcast Movement Convention or the day I get back from the Podcast Movement Convention in Philadelphia. I'm not really quite sure yet, but I'm recording all my intros and outros, doing my editing, writing up my show notes, all that stuff now, because I'll be getting on a plane tomorrow and heading out to this convention, go do some networking and meet some people, do some live stuff, and hopefully have a whole bunch more content to bring back to share with you guys. So with that, let's jump into today's movie, which, like I said, is actually a short fan film. It's the Uncharted fan film. This is a video game series, for those that don't know, that's been popular for the last decade on the PlayStation platform. It's one of the best video game series of all time, honestly. It's basically, and we'll talk about the Indiana Jones connection, but this is basically the video game version of Indiana Jones in a lot of ways. And it's always been, from the very first one up until just recently, Uncharted 4, and then the spinoff, The Lost Legacy, it's always been a very cinematic game. So it really lends itself well to the idea of a movie, and a movie has started and stopped many, many times over the years. There's been a lot of different actors attached, a lot of different directors attached. But the one actor that everybody who loves this series has always wanted is this guy, Nathan Fillion. And he's kind of got like this cult following. He's been in a bunch of TV shows. And everybody's always wanted him to play the main character, Nathan Drake. And somehow, just completely out of nowhere, this director, Alan Unger, managed to put together a little bit of money and make a fan film with Nathan Fillion. It's amazing that they were able to pull this off, and the results are actually pretty awesome. And my friend TJ Cross, who has been a guest co-host on the show before, he messaged me about it because me and him, we always have talked about Uncharted. It's both of us. It's one of our favorite video games. And it's funny because Uncharted actually came up in the last episode he did with me, which was Tomb Raider, which is also very inspired by Uncharted and a lot of the same movies that Uncharted itself is inspired by. So we talked about it and we're like, you know what, let's do an episode on this, even though it's not a feature-length movie. And I'm glad we did because it was a really fun talk. We get into a lot of stuff that we love about the games. We get into a lot of stuff that we loved about this short fan film. So without any further ado, let's get into this talk about Uncharted, the fan film. All right, so back on the show today, we've got returning co-host, first time in a while, TJ Cross, my buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Last time you were on, it was before your wedding where I was your best man,
Yeah.
and now you're a married man, and now
Oh,
we're doing
married
another
man.
episode.
I know, I'm excited.
Yeah. So, last time we were on, we were doing Tomb Raider, and of course we ended up talking about Uncharted a whole bunch. And who would have thought that we would be back now with Uncharted, a live action fan film?
I cannot wait to talk about Jurassic Park or Jurassic World 2. I'm so excited about this.
Hey,
We
seriously, I by the end of the year, we are gonna go back and do it, and no one's gonna care because you know what?
because we talked about doing that episode for like 5 weeks, and I think I missed, like, you set a time like every night of the week, and I
Yeah.
kept saying, yeah, I'll be there, I'll be there, I'll be there, and then I just disappeared.
That movie's gonna be ancient. That's gonna be like one of those like that Sinbad movie that everyone thinks they remember, but it didn't actually exist. That's
Well,
what
can I
Jurassic World 2 is gonna be by the time we do
100%,
it.
except can I just lay one thing about Jurassic World? Now I swear I'll stop talking about it.
Okay.
I now rank it the second best Jurassic Park movie ever. Just want to throw that out there.
Interesting. I'd say it's towards the top third. I
Okay, anyway, we should really do an
Anyway,
episode on that sometime down the line.
yes,
Anyway.
I think that's gonna happen one of these
Yeah, when
days.
no one really cares and you get three views, it's gonna be you, me, and Q.
Yeah,
All right.
absolutely. So yeah, Uncharted, the live action fan
Yeah.
film, it's actually a real thing.
Yep.
I think we like I'm not like I don't know this Nathan Fillion guy. I didn't watch the shows he was on, but I after seeing like fans.
Are you doing this just to like irk me? Like, is this like a setup, or do you really
No,
not know who he
I'm
is?
dead serious. Like people talked about how Nathan Fillion needs to play Nathan Drake in an Uncharted film, and I looked him up and I was like, "Oh yeah, this guy looks good," but I've never seen him in anything.
So you never watched Serenity
No,
or
I
any of those?
never watched any of those shows. I know that they're like major like
The
nerd
cult hit,
Bible shows. Yeah.
Or like he had the he had that TV series on for Castle.
Okay, he was on that too. I didn't even know he was on that.
I didn't watch that show, but that was his
Okay.
like big thing lately. But anyway, yeah, dude, he's huge. He's like a huge like cult star for like sci-fi nerds.
Yeah, exactly. And it's amazing that this actually exists. This
It's
director
incredible.
Alan Unger kind of came out of nowhere and must have said, "Hey, I got some money. You want to do this?" And he was like, "Yeah, let's do it."
Dude, and that wasn't that like the first thing you noticed? I was like, this thing had money against it. Like, this is not like some cheap, like, this thing had to have hundreds of thousands of dollars against it easily. It was really good.
Well, and I think we'll get into it more as we go, but I think part of the reason why whatever money they did have was able to be stretched so far is because they really almost kind of used the game as like art direction. Like, so they were able to like skimp on some departments because they're like, well, we got all that, we could just
100%.
jump right into shooting. But yeah, so, with that said, here we are. We've got an Uncharted fan film, and even though this is going to be the first time we've ever done something like this on this show, we're going to cover it on this show and just do the usual thing of going into inspirations, because I think there's a lot other than just the Uncharted video games. So I think it'll be a fun one to talk about here. So as has become the precedent on this show since the last time you were on, I let the guest go first. So hey, what's your first puzzle piece?
Tomb Raider games,
Okay.
actually.
All
Yeah,
right.
I know what you thought I was gonna say, but the Tomb Raider games only because I feel like the whole I know there's a story of where the story came from. We'll get into that later and how, the character type and who he relates to, Indiana Jones. But really, the style of storytelling and the gameplay really does, I feel like, draw more inspiration from like those old Tomb Raider games.
Sure.
I mean, just it was like the modernization of Tomb Raider. I mean, think about it, dude. Those Tomb Raider games came because the new ones I'm talking about came because of Uncharted, right?
Right. Yeah. We talked about that on the Tomb Raider episode, how it was like almost like a going back and forth influencing each other thing. It was like, yeah, Tomb Raider came, then Uncharted, and then back to Tomb Raider, but like it was insanely better, and then Uncharted had to one up that.
Yeah,
And yeah,
100%.
absolutely. Tomb Raider is, I think, a huge influence on this, as well as it is, of course, on the games. So my first puzzle piece, we'll see if you remember this. Is Mortal Kombat Rebirth. Do you remember this?
Yeah, but why? I'm really
Okay.
curious to hear this. Wait, how?
Because Mortal Kombat Rebirth, as far as I'm concerned, and now I'm a nerd, but I'm not the kind of nerd that, like, I don't like get super into nerdy things, but it, so I maybe there's a lot that I've missed, but as far as I'm concerned, Mortal Kombat Rebirth is the best fan film of anything ever.
That was like back in like what was that the one around 2011 or 9 or something like that, right? Like
it's from, I think it was a little earlier than that, like 2006 or 5 or something like
that. Okay. But I know you're talking about. Yeah.
And I actually looked it up before we did this. This Kevin Tancheron guy, he directed it, and he ended up going on to do a lot of the Marvel TV shows. He had done like kind of nothing at that point. It's like the best fan film ever. It takes the Mortal Kombat universe and turns it into like a real movie, even though it's like a little web series, but into something that's like actually works as a film. It works as a narrative. It like makes the characters a little more grounded. It, you know, it does everything right, basically, I thought. And I think we were all kind of blown away by it back when it came out. I think this Uncharted movie is obviously trying to kind of capture a little bit of that energy of actually doing justice to the game, where I don't think a lot of fan things usually do. A lot of times it's just a bunch of fans just fucking around and making something for fun. Whereas this was like a real kind of movie. I mean, you know, it really kind of, you got into it and it felt like something.
Yeah, 100%. It kind of, that was like the first, I feel like, and maybe there's something that came out before that, but the Rebirth movie was like the first real, like, professional looking fan film I feel like I ever saw.
Yeah, it was kind of, it was almost shocking when it came out. And it just kind of came out of nowhere and like, holy shit, this is like a real Mortal Kombat movie. And I mean, I'm still kind of waiting on them to to expand that into a actual feature. I would love that if that happened.
Well, that movie Rebirth actually had another effect. It actually was the inspiration for, remember that really dark Power Rangers fan film with James Vanderbeek?
Yeah.
I read an interview where they said their inspiration came from the fact that they did Rebirth.
That's
Mortal
awesome.
Kombat Rebirth. So I think you never know. I mean, it could sort of be an inspiration to the director, because it was the first, like I said, it was the first fan film. I also agree that was like, wow, this is like, I want to see this in cinemas, like a real full version of this.
Exactly. Yeah. And I absolutely, when I watched this this Tomb Raider fan film, which I would say, like, and we'll get into, you know, an overall review towards the end of the episode, but I would say I really liked it a lot, and I want to see more. Like, you know, I would love to see more. You know, leave them wanting more. And I think that's what that Mortal Kombat one did. I think this Uncharted one, like, it they had to have been reaching for that same bar, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
What would your next puzzle piece be?
So I'm going to stick with video games here. I'm going to be the real nerd in the room and talk about Prince of Persia.
Ooh.
But the newer Prince of Persia is, because I feel like right around when Uncharted, and I don't, you know, I'm not enough nerd to know the exact dates when all this stuff happened, but I remember the Prince of Persia series made like sort of a comeback in like the action platformer genre. And I played one of those games. I can't remember which one. There's like 50 of them now, but I loved it. It was so good. And it didn't have like the story or the character, you know, none of that Uncharted has. But the gameplay was eerily similar to Prince of Persia's gameplay. Obviously not guns, swords, but all the platforming stuff that you do. And Uncharted is a huge platformer. Like there's a lot of climbing, jumping, figuring out obstacles, puzzle, wall puzzles, all that kind of stuff. And that was everything in this Prince of Persia game. So I'd be shocked if there wasn't a lot of gameplay inspiration from the revised or remade Prince of Persia games.
Sure. What did you think of the Prince of Persia movie with Jake Gyllenhaal?
I think the Uncharted fan film is 50 times better. That was so bad, dude. Oh my God.
Now, isn't that crazy that this fan film is better than that? Because, and I agree with you 100%, but that's pretty freaking wild.
Actually,
when you think about it.
Yeah, not to throw this conversation, like this whole podcast off, but and maybe we can talk about this at the end, but which video games ever had a really good wide release film?
Well, yeah, you know, I think we should definitely talk about that. We could talk about it right now. We can talk about it right now. I'll take a little break from the puzzle pieces. You know what? One movie that I wanted to talk about so bad on this podcast, and I just never got around to it, was this year's Rampage, which I love. That to me is it's probably my favorite video game movie. It's, you know, dumb as shit, of course, but I mean, you kind of want a video game movie to be dumb as shit, you know? It was just, it's all the things you love about the game. And that seems to be really hard for filmmakers to translate into movies.
See, I think that the Rampage game, I agree with you, by the way. Rampage was so much fun. Like, ridiculous amount of fun. Yeah, it was great. But isn't it also probably the easiest to transition into a film? Because the game of Rampage is basically, you know, King Kong destroying Manhattan with a bunch of other beasts, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so it was, you didn't even need the game to make that Rampage movie. That Rampage movie, though, by the way, was just the stupidest, most fun I've had in a long time a movie. It was so dumb and so good and, you know, way better than Skyscraper, whatever that movie is that he's in.
Yeah,
now.
It was much better than Skyscraper. other good video game movies, you know, for the time, I loved the first Mortal Kombat movie. I mean, it's obviously it didn't age very well, but, you know, we were kind of the exact right age for it, though, at the time. And I mean, I think I kind of loved it then. As an oddity of cinematic history, I would say the Street Fighter movie is like, and also the Super Mario movie are so bad, but they're like such like interesting, weird movies.
Dude, I love that Super Mario movie. Oh, I know it's horrible. I know it really didn't age well at all. But here's a question for you, though. While I don't personally find them to be good, there was some traction for those Resident Evil movies. They made like 4 or 5 of them.
Yes, absolutely. I think they get progressively worse each one, but that first one was pretty good.
It was all right. Yeah,
they have a huge fan base, though. And there's, you know what I found? Maybe this is just a Vegas thing, but a lot of like local independent like filmmakers trying to get into filmmaking, they seem to be influenced by those movies. Like they seem to be like a big, like they love the Resident Evil movies, and that's a part of their drive to want to become a filmmaker.
And I just can't get through them. I watched the first one. I was like, it was all right. I saw the second one. I thought they were horrible. But, and to wrap that whole combo up, you know what else was a decent video game movie? I thought the first Tomb Raider for its time wasn't terrible.
Right. Yeah. Right? I'd say all the Tomb Raider movies had a little bit of an extra something, even the newest one, where even if they weren't great, they were at least like watchable movies. You know,
and then you have the things of like Double Dragon and Wing Commander.
I can't even
Wing Commander. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think even that Rock Doom film. And we can get back on track here, Dave. But actually, that brings up one thing I do want to say that I'm not sure how I feel. They did the same thing in the Rock Doom movie where they did the first person video game shooting sequence or whatever. Remember that?
Yeah.
I got a little nervous when the dude went to the behind the back. He was perfectly executed, but when he goes behind Nathan's back and the screen, the black bars disappear and it like opens up like the gameplay. I thought that was the only part I was like, oh, why?
Well, guess what? That's a perfect transition into my next puzzle piece, which is the first person shooter scenes of the Doom movie.
And we didn't even talk about this beforehand.
We did not. So I honestly don't even remember the Doom movie. I saw it, but I don't remember a thing about it. But I remember hearing that it had a first person shooter moment. So that's why I thought of it. But I actually liked how they pulled it off in this Uncharted movie. I think they pulled off the video game camera point of view really, really well in a way that I can't imagine the Doom movie did, but
anyone's ever done it. Yeah, I feel like all video game movies do a sequence like that as like, you know, to fanfare, whatever, playing up to the fans. But it was excellent. I mean, the guy pulled it off perfectly. Yeah. It really felt like I was watching the video game. That's great. At the same time, I was like, I don't know. At the same time, I was just like, cheesemo.
Yeah. it is definitely a little bit on the cheesy side. But yeah, I mean, I was surprised they actually pulled it off, and it makes me want to go on like YouTube or something and see how they tried to do it in the Doom movie, because it must have been so bad.
Oh, it's so bad. It's just this like, you have to watch it. It's so bad.
Oh God.
It's just this gun. It's literally just this gun, and it's the BFG, right? Of course. Yeah. Like, you know, just like it's so bad.
You know, I think they are still making a Duke Nukem movie. Do you think they're going to try to do it again in that?
So, well, if they're smart, they don't go down.
They cancel the movie.
Well, Duke Nukem, though, is one of the few video games that actually, like, it should be stupid in the film, right? Like, it should be ridiculous, over the top, cursing, sexist, everything. Like, it's got to be a wreck. And it might work because it's Duke Nukem, but I imagine that it's, like everything else, going to be pretty bad.
It's really strange. It's like, And especially in this time and everything with like Me Too and everything, it's like, I just don't see how they're going to release a Duke Nukem movie now. Like, I think they've really missed their window by like 20 years.
Hey, do you think that, here's a quick question for you. Do you think that now that they have the fan film, it's totally like, first of all, can I curse on your podcast?
Yes, you may.
Okay, thanks. It's totally like fucked the future Uncharted film because I think it's the Spider-Man dude, right? Tom Holland? Was that his name?
Tom Holland. Yeah.
That's the rumor, right? That he's, or that's who's going to supposed to play a younger Nathan Drake. I got to tell you, I think this may have screwed that.
I'm really interested. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it would renew interest in it or if it would take it away, because it's like, oh, this is the one we all wanted and here we go, we got it. Why do we need a movie now?
Right. Like, and I want to see, we've talked about this. I want to see more. I was actually in this movie, dude. It was the ending that got me excited. I was like, I want to see where they're going. Like, that's what I wanted to see next. I was really excited for that part. So I was like, God, I just wish they could just scrap the movie, go to Netflix, work with Naughty Dog, work with Sony, whatever, and do this as a 13 part episode. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, just do it as an episode.
Absolutely.
TV show.
They totally could too. And it's like, it doesn't, like, if it was like a 10 episode thing, like they would need like big set pieces in like two episodes. Yes, the rest of it they could pull off pretty cheap, I think.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, like escaping from being tied up places and stuff. And
yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, I think they'd have to, as good as it looked, they would have to probably refill, like do a true pilot full budget episode. But I mean, the casting was great, dude. I think everybody was amazing.
You liked Stephen Lang as Sully as well?
Oh my God. And I never would have imagined it.
I never would have.
He pulled it off so well.
he knocked it out of the park.
He pulled it off so well. I mean, he clearly, what's funny is, like, I can't imagine he knew anything about Uncharted.
Yeah, I know. Right? Right?
And they were like, just watch some of this gameplay. You know, and he just like mimicked. He just mimicked whoever it was playing Sully in the video game. And it was so good. He did a great job.
It was really good.
Yeah. It was.
Oh, man. Well, what would your next puzzle piece be?
I mean, I wanted to be like really avant-garde and out there. But the truth of the matter is Raiders, right? Raiders of the Lost Ark, not the other Indiana Jones. I think out of all of them, that version of Indiana Jones, the wisecracking, like kind of flies by the seat of his pants. He hasn't really, like, I feel like, actually Nathan Fillion said, like, the reason that he enjoys playing Nathan Drake is because he's like not the guy you would really want to bring in an emergency situation. He's not like the trust, like, you know, you can't count on him all the time. He's kind of just flying by the seat of his pants. Sure. And I feel like the original Raiders, the original Indiana Jones character, was more like, you know, just kind of all over the place and just surviving. Obviously very smart. They're both very intelligent. Nathan Drake like knows all this knowledge. Sully's always like, no one knows what you're talking about when you ramble like this, kid. And I always love when they do that. They did it in the video games and the movie, because one of the things about the Uncharted games, and I don't know about you, but for me, 60% of the time, I don't know what the hell's going on. Like, I cannot follow that storyline at all, dude. Like, I'm always like, what? I just know we're going to cool locations to shoot people and jump around and have cool cutscenes.
It's funny you say that, because you were just saying about how you want to know what's going to happen next after this fan film, like in the story. But I had read, and now I didn't remember this because the exact same reason, I don't half the time know what the hell's going on in the game. I'm just playing. But I read that if you were paying attention, it's a perfect setup to Uncharted 4. This is like a prequel to Uncharted 4. Is that right? I don't remember.
But, well, that's the thing, though, that's about the Uncharted. Like, you know, in most movies, like, there are movies with great stories, right? And then there are movies with amazing chemistry between characters, right? And their characters. And that's kind of what Uncharted is to me. And that's kind of what I meant about Raiders, is it's all about the characters. I don't care where we're going or what we're doing. Just put cool set pieces up there and, you know, talk about some cool history. I'll learn something here or there. But at the end of the day, I really care about the chemistry between the characters. And that's what distinguishes Uncharted so much. And I feel like that's also what made Indiana Jones so interesting in the beginning, was that his character alone was just really interesting. And with Uncharted, the chemistry between him and Sully is just, I love it. I don't know. I watched that game and I'm always like just so enthralled by the characters in the Uncharted games.
Yeah. Well, here's a quick aside before we get to the next puzzle piece. Have you played The Lost Legacy yet?
No.
No, me neither. I bought it and I just haven't gotten a chance to like put it on and get into it.
I read some like mediocre reviews, I guess. Like people are kind of like, it's average, I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I loved, I mean, did you love Uncharted 4?
Oh yeah, so good.
I love, Uncharted 4 was, I think it was the second best Uncharted in my opinion, next to number 2.
I would say so, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was so good. I feel like I think a part of me is like, okay, that story's ended. I don't want to know anything else. I don't know. It's weird. Like, unless they called Uncharted 5.
Yeah, for sure. I do know two people who have played it and said it was great. So I don't. Eventually, I'm going to do it. I have it sitting there. You know, one of these days, I'm going to do it. But yeah. I think maybe it'll be the first thing when I finally get a 4K TV, because I got a PS4 Pro for no freaking reason.
I have the same thing with no 4K TV. I still have my old 2010 TV. I'm like, I got to wait till that dies, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Indiana Jones. And I would say little bits and pieces of the whole series as well, but definitely Raiders is the main one there.
Crystal Skull.
Yeah, except for that one. So my next puzzle piece would actually be a combination of two series. And that would be James Bond and Mission Impossible.
Yeah, perfect.
And that again, like a lot of this, goes for both the game and this fan film. But like, especially in this film, you've got that cartoonish bad guy, and he's got the hero captured, but the hero is like 10 steps ahead of him and just kind of like just playing along until it's time to break out. And it just reminded me of something that happens in every single one of those movies.
Yeah. No, that's actually really good, by the way. And I think you and I are huge Mission Impossible fans.
Oh yeah. Hell yeah.
Like I'm so pumped. I mean, I've read the reviews are like, not the best one, whatever, but and those movies have been repeating themselves over and over again.
The reviews I read have said it's fucking amazing.
Really? The review I read was like, we've seen this movie twice now or like something like that. I read. Yeah. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter, cause I'm going to love it. I don't care. It's one of those movies where I can care less what anyone says, but, the Mission Impossible movies are so good. While the character isn't, obviously the characters are very different, the action sequences are extremely, and the situations with the bad guys are extremely similar. Similar. Yeah, I 100% agree with you.
Sure. It's so funny too. That's such an endearing character. Like the whole, like the guy who's just, he's going to get out of every situation, but it doesn't suck away any of the suspense, because it's like, they somehow manage a way to balance it to where it's still suspenseful, but he's going to just kick everyone's ass and get out of there. You know,
how good is Simon Pegg in that movie? Those movies.
I know.
He's so good in those movies, dude. He's like in everything. He's the man. I love Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg rules.
Yeah, he really does.
Okay. So my fourth one isn't a movie. Okay. My fourth one is I guess you would call it a thing. I don't know. Okay. And you're going to laugh, so keep your laughter to a minimum here.
Oh,
it is QuickTime events. And this is a big thing with it for anyone listening who isn't a nerd. QuickTime events are sometimes called QTEs. There are moments in video games where it goes to full story and you lose partial control of the character, and all you can do is hit like one button at the right timing, so your guy jumps out the window or like dodges a punch or something.
Be so infuriating sometimes.
Yeah. And they've become a big thing nowadays because they help keep things cinematic in games. And some people like them, some people don't. I personally like them because
I love them.
When games are cinematic, so it works. Yeah. It keeps the flow going. The Uncharted games have always been big on QuickTime events, and this movie, it almost feels like a series of QuickTime events, the way it's like jumping out the window at that one point, the way he's like escaping from the guys, and like some of the a lot of the action moments, they feel like those same kind of QuickTime events in the game.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. 100%. So I'm going to give my next puzzle piece, because it's sort of, I'm going to combine two for time's sake, and they're different, but they're also not. Well, they are. So Lawrence of Arabia,
okay.
Mainly because Uncharted 3 reminds me of Lawrence. I remember looking at Uncharted 3 and it had this, if you've ever seen Lawrence of Arabia, and Dave for most part doesn't think anything happened before like 2008. So
right, that's true. I have not seen Lawrence of Arabia.
Yeah, you haven't seen Lawrence of Arabia. But anyway, I think you probably have seen pictures or something at some time.
I was like, why does this old movie look like Uncharted 3?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. So anyway, the huge cinematography and the huge like desert scapes and like how the horseback riding, I mean it might be cheesy, but and I guess you could say Indiana Jones too, right? But Indiana Jones is inspired by Lawrence of Arabia, obviously, in many shots, but how they shot Lawrence of Arabia, it very much, I remember watching Uncharted 3 and I thought, wow, this looks just like Lawrence of Arabia. So I think in turn, it sort of has obviously some influence, obviously not directly to the fan film, but Uncharted in general. And then the real one here is Da Vinci Code.
Mm.
Because I feel like Da Vinci Code, right, whether it be the book or the movie, I mean, this is all that is clues, right? And finding out these big conspiracies and finding out about all these huge historical events and the real meaning behind it. And I mean, that is what Uncharted is, right? That is what this is. He was finding clues about the ship lost in the middle of blah, 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 right? And the compass and all that other. So, yeah, I think the Da Vinci Code has a lot of similarities and probably inspired Uncharted.
Yeah, somewhere. Absolutely. I think Lawrence of Arabia more for the game specifically, not so much for this film.
Not for this film.
But Da Vinci Code, 100% for this film. The way that he's finding those clues, and I actually love that little the little puzzle thing that he did, like with the glasses.
Where that was awesome. Numbers.
That was great.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, and that's very Da Vinci Code. Yeah,
very Da Vinci Code, and as well as being very the game at the same time. So,
yeah, 100%.
That was a really cool little. What would you call it?
Thingy-majiggy?
Yeah, a little thingamajig. Yeah.
Yeah, like thingamajig.
Good thingamajig.
So can I just ask you? I'm dying. Like, I know you liked it, but I really want to know your thoughts on the just some overall. Like for me, would have liked to have seen a little more action. I think I know it's a short 14-minute film, but other than that, I thought this thing was like perfect. I gotta tell you, like it was really perfect, and I think he could seriously star either in a real like a TV series for Netflix or Amazon or whatever, or it could be a major motion picture. Seeing this though, and the way it kind of cliffhanged at the end, I would love to do like 58-minute episodes and just see like 10 episodes drawn out on Netflix. I think it'd be amazing.
I would love it. I would absolutely love it. My biggest criticism I would say is that I do think as great as he is for the role and all that, I do think he seems a little old for the Nathan Drake character. You know, if you were to tell me this takes place like, you know, a few years after the last game, then I would be like, yeah, that makes sense. You know what I mean? But it kind of seems like this is right in the middle of his adventuring. And I'm like, I don't, you know, but I do think that as far as doing justice to the game and just as its own standalone thing, I mean, it was fun. The jokes landed, the action was good. You know, the things that we're talking about here with these puzzle pieces, these film inspirations, they really shined in it. I thought like, you know, like the Indiana Jones aspect and the Da Vinci Code aspect you know, I think the James Bond and all that, and it really worked what they put together, and I was surprised. Yeah, they really did pull it off.
Yeah, he definitely nailed the sarcasm. And by the way, this director who I've never heard of and looked him up on IMDb, and was still shocked that he filmed this. Like, I know. He had great direction.
He's done nothing. Like he did like a few shorts and I think a documentary.
It was great direction. It was great film. Whoever the DP was, it was all shot really well. I agree with you, by the way. I just want to talk about the age thing. I do agree with you. You know, you're right. Plus, he didn't look... He wasn't dexterous enough. He wasn't agile enough. He definitely looked a little uncomfortable moving around. He definitely is a little bit older guy who clearly his bones are hurting him already.
hey, I'm 38 and my bones are hurting.
But there was that one running shot and I was just like, oh, he looks like he's not moving at all. That being said, at the same time, I personally think Tom Holland's way too young. So,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, I would like to see someone in the middle. I don't know who that is, but I think someone more in the middle is probably the better route to go if they're going to do it.
Off the top of your head, let's cast it.
Oh God, that's gonna okay.
If you think we
can go first while I think about it.
I'm trying to think a good lead.
So I'll hit you with one.
Okay.
That I used to think of, and maybe not now. I don't know because I don't know. But what about this is a little bit outside the type. I feel like, but I think he could do a great job. Oscar Isaac.
Dude, that's so funny. I swear to you, I was just thinking about Oscar Isaac.
And I think it's because of Star Wars that got me thinking about it, because I was like, you know, he's pulling off that little bit of that sarcastic, rebellious guy. Like, I feel like he could pull it off.
Yeah, the wisecracking and all that. Of danger and all that. Yeah, he like really pulls off that energy. And I swear I was just thinking Oscar Isaac. And I was like, should I say Oscar Isaac? You know, yeah, I am so on board with that. That would be awesome. And I love him so much. And they're never going to give him enough to do in the Star Wars movies.
So. No, they're never going to give him enough. He's so good. He's like
he's the best part of this new trilogy. And they're just
I agree. He's the most talented and best part of it. I 100% agree with you. You know who else people would say, but I'm going to like knock it out? I've heard people say Chris Pratt. No, I think he's not the right guy for it.
Chris Pratt, I think it would be popular. Like, I think it would do well, but I don't. Yeah, he's not quite right. He's a little too like wooden. Like, I don't know. He's just not quite right. I like him though.
I like him a lot. I actually would have still liked him as a revised Indiana Jones. Sure. I think he does the Guardians thing so well. Like, he's a really great Star-Lord. But what about Chris Pine?
Ooh, Chris Pine could be good. He's
pretty good.
He's a little too pretty. But he could do good though. He's great. I love him as an actor. I think he's really awesome. I think he's like underused. I think he could be so good in so many things.
He is underused. I agree.
Yeah.
So what else? Give me some more. What do you? Okay. Go ahead.
I got one for Sully. What about Michael Douglas?
Yeah, that would work.
I could see that.
I would like to see Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges.
just because I love him and everything, dude. He's not the right fit at all. Completely outside the cat type. But he's the man. But no, I think that's a good one. Douglas?
What about the girl? There's the two girls. There's the blonde and the dark haired one.
You'd have to do a lot of editing in your podcast here because that'll take me some time to figure that one out. Because they're actually not your typical stereotypical women. Casted women in movies, like they actually are, you know, that's a tough one. Hey, wait though. About Luke Evans for Nathan Drake?
Wait, who's Luke Evans again?
He played Gaston in Beauty and the Beast.
I didn't see Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, you pathetic.
I don't think
human
I know
being.
Who this person was. Was this guy in a Marvel movie? Otherwise, I don't think I know who he is.
I can't remember.
Oh, that's Chris Evans. Okay, never mind. I was like, wait a minute. I think I know who this guy is.
Was this guy in a Marvel movie? I hate you. That's all people see now. Who could play Sully, though? Oh, you might have a good one.
Yeah, I think both of those. I think those were two really good Sullys. I'd be down for either of those. And with Oscar Isaac in the main role, I'm down for this. I think it's great. So, you know what we didn't do, and I'm going to do it right now, is the finished puzzle. I'm going to list down all of the puzzle pieces that we discussed real quick. So, of course, Raiders of the Lost Ark and Indiana Jones. Also, the Tomb Raider games, the Prince of Persia games, the Mortal Kombat Rebirth fan film, James Bond series, Mission Impossible series, QuickTime events, the first person scene from Doom the movie, and the Da Vinci Code.
Dude, sorry. Bryan Cranston, perfect Sully.
Oh yeah, come on.
That would be perfect.
Yeah. Hey, you can't get better. Okay. We've cast one role right now. It's done. Finished.
Anyway.
Yeah, so no, I really like this movie. You know, this fan film. I think it's really surprising how well it came out.
Amazing. And in secret, I got to give him props for no one really like talking about it. I imagine, by the way, like I know you said you don't know who he is, but like Nathan Fillion, like he makes, you know, he makes good money. He's a cult favorite. And I'm sure he didn't get much for this. So that's pretty cool that he was like that into it. Like that's pretty cool.
So this being a fan film, I figured this episode would be a little on the short side. So I just wanted to bring up two little side things that are both a little related. Just to chat with you about for a quick second.
Yeah, of course.
So the first one, did you see the link I sent you about the sarcophagus that was opened?
Is that what we're talking about? The drink the dark blood of the sarcophagus or whatever?
Yes.
What the hell was I looking at?
Do you think this would make a good setting for the next Uncharted game? So this is a real thing. A sarcophagus was discovered a few weeks ago in ancient Egypt, and they opened it up, and I guess the bones had like over time melted into a liquid. And all these idiots on the internet are doing a change.org petition so they could drink some of the liquid. To see what will happen. Like as if it's cursed or something.
They're trying to get to 5,000. I think when I read it, they have like 3,600 already or some crazy shit.
I think this is a great jumping off point for a new, I think some crazy lunatic wants that liquid so he can make himself some invincible potion or something like that. I think this is the next Nathan Drake adventure. I think we've been
drinking this liquid and we don't even know it yet.
We're losing our fucking minds.
Dude, just think of it. How quick does death come to you after you drink this liquid? Like I guess so.
What do you think it tastes like?
Dude, how do you not like just vomit your guts out immediately upon touching your lips? Like, that's gonna kill you instantaneously. I can't.
Pharaoh bones turned into liquid.
let people drink the red liquid from the dark sarcophagus.
Oh my god, ridiculous. So the other one. This is more of just a nerd news kind of thing. Did you watch the trailer yet for Glass?
No, I didn't actually.
It just hit the internet like a few hours ago.
No, I wish you would have told me before we did this. No, I didn't.
Oh my god, it looks so fucking good.
Does it look good? Please tell me it shows all three of them together at some point.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. I'm gonna have to see it immediately after this podcast.
You watch it after the podcast and let me know how you like it, because I think it's gonna be so good.
Can I bring something up?
Yes, absolutely. Go for it.
What is it? Is Overlord Cloverfield?
Oh yeah, okay.
We should prep and say that you and I got in a private argument about this like 2 days ago. We were like,
I want to argue with strangers about this. I believe, okay. Now it had been known for quite some time. I don't know if you were really following along with this at all, but Overlord was supposed to be Cloverfield 4. I think it was actually supposed to be Cloverfield 3. But then all of a sudden Paradox came out and ruined everything. But then it was Cloverfield 4, and a lot of people called it Cloverlord. That was like the kind of
Cloverlord. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And you know, I don't know if Nazi zombies is really the direction I wanted Cloverfield to go, but I mean, it looks kind of good. And you know, but the thing is that in like the weeks leading up to this trailer reveal, J.J. Abrams has said with 100% certainty this is not a Cloverfield movie. It's the trailer certainly has no Cloverfield in it, but there's like a lot of mystery to it, like what's behind that.
But neither did whatchamacallit. What was the John Goodman? Neither did
10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah. Didn't like, I know that name's in it, but they never like that. The trailers never looked, it didn't look like Cloverfield, remember? That's what made it so amazing.
Yeah, there was no telling that was about to be exactly. until it got to the end of the trailer and said the name. I think that it is within the realm of something J.J. Abrams and Bad Robot would do to ride this this whole promotional period with still sticking to the story that this is not a Cloverfield movie until it gets to the end of the movie and they open up that wall and out pops a fucking Cloverfield monster or something.
Yeah, but see, that's first of all, 10 Cloverfield Lane, 95% of the movie was amazing. Like, that movie was just, that was so fantastic. First of all, you and I are big, huge John Goodman fan. Like, he's just incredible.
Love that movie.
And it could have done without the last 5 minutes of that film, and it still would have been incredible because that, you know, who cares? That was just sort of like the, oh, guys, look, we're in Cloverfield too, and the aliens have come to Earth, and this is what's going on, right? But anyway, I just want to talk about Cloverfield for 1 second because I think you are too. We're big fans. We like the 10 Cloverfield Lane, and we like the first Cloverfield movie. Obviously, like most of the Cloverfield fans, we are not fans of Paradox.
Yes.
And again, it's just a trailer, dude. I didn't love the trailer, and it's just a trailer, of course. But I was just kind of like, eh, okay. I think what they need to do with Cloverfield is we need to get back to the monster. He needs to make an actual sequel.
Yeah.
You but know, he kind of screwed that. Right. He's kind of screwed that with Paradox.
I know. Paradox is really like, it makes me so sad because, you know, some people are Star Wars people. Some people are Star Trek people. Some people are Terminator people, which I love Terminator 2, but that's a whole nother story. But some people are Alien people, Predator people. I'm a Cloverfield person. Yeah. And I don't even really care about the franchise that much anymore because Paradox, it really tore the whole thing apart to a point where it's just, yes, anything can happen. And that's why it's terrible. Like, nothing has to make sense anymore. And nothing has to be good anymore.
Yeah. And Paradox is a prime example of a fan film that's not good. Because that's what it looked like to me. But anyway, I'll be like, I'm totally blacklisted from Hollywood for the rest of my life. But anyway. Moving on. Anyway, Overlord. Yeah, I don't buy it. I don't think Overlord would have to be amazing, or he's really just screwed Cloverfield. You know, like, that's it. Like, it's really dead. Like, I feel like the saving grace of Cloverfield is that Paradox was a Netflix thing. Yes, we all tuned into it immediately that night when we found out it was going live. We were all like, oh my God, freaked out, so excited. Yeah. But it's still safe because it was a Netflix thing. It wasn't the wide release thing, right? So if this is Cloverfield, which, again, you're 100% correct. J.J. Abrams is great. This is where he makes his bread and butter. He's great at this marketing thing and, like, messing with people's heads and getting, you know, even if the film's just, like, a 7 out of 10, all the hype he's able to produce around it and all the marketing makes the films always feel like they're 9s, you know?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
So if this is a J.J. Abrams thing, then this thing's got to be, like, amazing. And so far, the trailer, I was just kind of like, huh? So I'm hoping it's not, personally, but we'll see.
You know what? Last thing, what most likely is what happened is they were finishing this movie up and they were like, okay, this is easily the third best Cloverfield movie. And JJ was like, okay, fuck this. We can't have this. Let's cut all the Cloverfield out of it and just go back to just Overlord. No more Cloverlord, just Overlord.
That's exactly what probably happened. You're actually probably right. Paradox happened and the guys were like, the editor was like, guys, this is amazing, the third best Cloverfield we've ever made.
It's like abort.
Yeah, exactly. So that I bet you behind that wall, that scene, probably, you're right, it probably was at one point, if it's not Cloverfield, probably was like a Cloverfield monster or some sort of Cloverfield something, right?
Yeah, it's just a bunch of zombies.
And it's just gonna be a bunch of zombies that are it's gonna be a Wolfenstein 3 the movie.
Well, TJ, thanks again for being here. Glad to finally get you back on again. We will get to that Jurassic World one of these days.
Can't wait. Can't wait,
anything,
man.
Anything you want to plug before you get going?
No. That's I have nothing going on right now in my life, man.
Well, we'll get you back on the show, and then you can plug the show, and then
I will plug the shit out of the show.
I'm Mike.
I'm Johnny.
I'm Kev.
And together we present There Will Be Geek, a compendium and magazine of all the nonsense you could possibly eat about pop culture.
There's like a bomb stuck to a toilet. And on toilet paper it says, boom, you're dead. How do you not like that?
2 podcasts a month.
Just going back to the rib removal to blow yourself thing, it always concerns celebrities who would in no way ever need to give themselves a blowjob. If Clint Howard removed a rib to blow himself, I'd understand that, because who the f*** would?
So come along. You can find us on iTunes,
Libsyn,
SoundCloud, Facebook,
www.therewillbegeek.com.
Have a listen.
So I forgot to mention this at the top of the show, but did you guys realize this is episode 20? That's insane, right? And, you know, honestly, we had a couple of special episodes along the way and all that. We had some follow-up episodes, some mini episodes. So, I mean, really, we're even ahead of that. But as far as, like, main episodes go, this is the 20th episode of Piecing It Together. And, you know, when I first started it out, you know, I had no idea where we would be going with it and, you know, how long it would last. But 20 episodes, it's a pretty good start. And also, we hit a pretty good milestone on downloads as well just the other day. So I'm really happy how this show is going. And we're going to keep watching all these movies and keep doing episodes on them. And we'll do some more different ones like this today, the Uncharted fan film. Also, some more of these indie films that we've done a couple of. But we're also going to keep seeing all the big movies that are coming out. Right now, the San Diego Comic-Con is happening. And they showed trailers for Glass. They showed trailers for the new Godzilla, Aquaman, Shazam. I mean, so many movies are coming. And so that we're going to have no shortage of great movies to watch and do episodes on. So I'm looking forward to the future of Piecing It Together. Make sure you are subscribed to the show. Again, you can find Piecing It Together on any podcast app. You can also review us on iTunes, which is really helpful. So if you could go leave us a review, that would be really awesome. Leave 5 stars, even better. And follow us on social media at PiecingPod. Go to our website, piecingpod.com. Get signed up for that mailing list. Once I get back from this podcast movement convention, I'm getting that first prize drawing going. So get signed up for that mailing list. At this point, I'd say if you sign up, you're going to win something. So go get signed up. That would be awesome if you did, and you'll probably win something because we don't have a lot of people yet. But we do have a bunch of subscribers to the actual show. So as long as people are listening, you know what? If you're not on the mailing list, I'm not going to sweat it, but I'd say it's in your best interest to get signed up because you're going to win some really cool stuff. So with that said, this week, my new virtual reality music video, Palindrome 360, is coming out. It was created by New Line Videography. It's really cool. It's really trippy. It's a really cool experience. It's something I haven't seen yet in virtual reality, and I think people are going to really dig it. So you'll be able to find a link to that in the show notes, and also on our website. We'll put a link to that once it's up. And I'll, of course, be talking about it more in the future. Maybe we'll even do a little mini episode about the experience. That could be kind of cool, right? So yeah, lots coming up. We already have like three more movies scheduled for the next couple weeks, and I'll also do some kind of like mini coverage or something or other with how this podcast movement convention went. So lots more content coming your way. Thanks again for listening, and I'm gonna leave you with a piece of my music. What should I leave you with today? I don't know. I'll figure something out. It'll be playing here in 3, 2, 1, here we go.
and all points west.